A unique approach by the Quebec government on vaccine passports, a first in the country.
If cases start to spike there again in the fall, the government won't shut down businesses, but if people want to go to the gym, for instance, they'll have to prove they are fully vaccinated. CTV's Christina Succi following this for us tonight. Christina.
Graham, the news is not a total shock. For weeks now, Quebec had been discussing the move, officials saying it will help keep businesses there open as they are bracing for a possible surge and potential fourth wave in the fall. Of course, this is part of a larger debate. There are suggestions restrictions based on proof of vaccination is a potential violation of constitutional rights. But the province's health minister says the vaccine passport will only be required if the situation deteriorates.
We will start using the vaccination passport only when everyone has had the opportunity to be vaccinated in two doses, that is to say September 1st. We will continue to act according to the epidemiological situation. In other words, the vaccination passport will be used if and only if the transmission or outbreaks justify it in a sector or in a territory.
So proof of vaccination could be required for people to access gyms, restaurants, bars, and festivals, but officials say they will not be used to restrict access to any essential services. But Quebec officials tonight are hoping this will be the incentive younger people need to go out and get their shots, and it could come into effect as early as September 1st. Patricia.
All right, CTV's Christina Succi live for us tonight. Thanks, Christina.
All right. It is July the 8th, 2021. It is 8:59 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking, calling to you, coming to you. Why do I say calling? I'm not calling. I'm speaking to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto, Ontarible, Canada, the lockdown capital of North America, where we don't have vaccine passports yet, but our neighbor to the east, Quebec, which is traditionally the left, most left-wing, most highly taxed, most authoritarian government in Canada, they're always the first to do these fascistic, state-controlled, implement these ideas. So it's no surprise at all that Quebec is already making moves to be the first. This is all part of the plan. I don't think we're off schedule at all. I figured September will be, and they predicted it. They've fed the story into the mainstream that September is going to be when the fourth wave will come. They'll blame the unvaccinated for spreading or creating manufacturing variants all the way down to the last letter of the Greek alphabet. You name it, you'll learn that alphabet. And they said if things get bad, but of course, you can easily just substitute the word when, because it's part of a plan. This is the Fabian method of control, where they are implementing a complete vaccine passport system, and they will feed you back your God-given rights for mobility, for travel, for association. These are all guaranteed God-given rights. And yeah, you don't have to believe in God to know that the Constitution is based on God, and God gives you these inalienable, unalterable, uninfringible rights, and our Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada, our Bill of Rights in Canada is the government putting it in writing, saying that the government will not infringe on those God-given rights. But of course, the Constitution has all been declared null and void due to this emergency, the Emergencies Act, whatever name that your province chooses to use for it. And that basically, even though that act can also and explicitly does say in most provinces that it cannot impinge upon the Constitution, we already know that they are ignoring that part of the written clause in those acts. And the vaccine passport is definitely an impingement on that freedom of mobility that you're guaranteed by God and defended by the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Charter of Rights, whatever, wherever you are. So this is the beginning of the the whole Agenda 21 plan to limit your mobility forever. This is a forever thing. And right now, they're just conditioning a whole generation, which will take 10 to 20 years, I predict, just to get used to this whole idea. And this is how the government will put in place an infrastructure to control people's movement, ability to function in society. And they can bring any number of variants at any time to really enforce this plan and continue its infrastructure build out into society. I look at it like a huge spider web being laid on top of society as it is. And that spider web will be controlled by the technology companies that will be public-private partnerships that will implement these dirty, dastardly laws. I think they will be laws. Right now, they're only emergency orders, but I can see them being solidified and codified into law, which will make it really difficult to get out of it and avoid. So this is your new society. I figured it would start in Canada because our country is far more compliant and a little more centralized than the United States. So this is Quebec for September 1st, which is less than 2 months away. And you can be sure that its neighbor, Ontario, will follow suit, I would guess, within months. If we don't hear an announcement on Ontario that they're going to do the same thing by September 1st, I would be quite surprised. So that's today's bad news. I guess that came out towards the end of the day. And that's what's happening in Ontario. And it actually makes me feel pretty sad. But I think most people are definitely for it. So there's not a hell of a lot that can be done if the majority... See, it's the tyranny of the majority. That's what we're in. It's a tyranny. And so if the majority is for it because they've been sold this psychological operation and they believe in it, then there's not a hell of a lot any minority in any country can do about it. And it's the consent that those that rule over us look for. If they see 50+0.1 being for it, then it's here. And it's not going away. And they have the big propaganda machine on their side. And the only opposition are pipsqueak bloggers and podcasters and fringe-looking people. We're just screaming and yelling from the outside. We don't have the big machine on our side. So it's going to be real hard. So hunker down. I would say over the next 5 years, the plan will be just to wear down all those that don't get the vaccination. They're just going to make our lives difficult. They're going to require tests, lots of tests, maybe a daily test, hopefully not more than that. And, of course, you won't be able to probably do anything right away because you'll have to wait for the test results. It's just going to be a major pain. And that's how they're going to just wear you down. Like, obviously, technology makes everything go much faster. But without the technology, without the Freedom Pass, which is, I guess, what they're going to call it, probably call it something like the Canada Pass or the... They'll make some rah-rah-rah patriotic type name for it. Return your God-given rights pass. That wouldn't fit on the pass. But that's how they're going to sell it, that you really want to get this pass instead of stopping at the toll booth everywhere you go. And, of course, just like a highway toll booth, if you can get the thing where you just fly through the gate, most people go for that. And I admit, I love technology and I love making things faster. So the other thing is, let's see what kind of industry can be created to hack the database that makes your phone go green to say you have a vaccine. And I'm sure hopefully there'll be a nice black market, and I'm encouraging it. Yeah. So I'll take the needle that bends over when it goes into the skin and just squirts out the side or has air in it. I don't really see how they're going to... I guess they can just threaten doctors if they get caught, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see. I guarantee there's going to be lots of leaks in the system. Human ingenuity can work both ways. Government and corruption will always overtake these systems, and there'll be lots of ways to get around the system. I still think that it's just creating a lot more friction in society, a lot more friction in your day-to-day. It doesn't mean they're going to kill you, but it just means that you're going to have to work a little harder to do the things you used to do. So I highly encourage all the networks to use the technology, underground or not, to meet real people and to develop networks. So networks of doctors, networks of fake quaxinators. So the smart people will probably be able to bypass their dictatorship system for a while. You know that it's just a cat and mouse game when it comes to, say, technology. For instance, I've been in the software cracking world. Not that I've ever cracked a piece of software, but it's always been a cat and mouse game when some lock game came along back in the 80s. Somebody always would crack it within weeks. It was always a game. Who could crack it the fastest? And then they get their name on the cracked version and distribute it. And then went on the BBSs. And then you jam the phone lines to download the latest game. So human ingenuity always won out in the end. It's just the people that are lazy or stupid or don't have connections that are going to get caught in the grinder. But smart people will always survive. So there'll always be a network of getting around it. And you know that the elites, they'll always have dissenters within the elites that can leak out the secrets, leak out the codes, and allow people for a fee, corruption, to circumvent or to get around the system. So that'll happen. It's just a pain. It's just going to be a pain in the ass. But yeah, here we go in Quebec. It's starting. And, I think the guy I was talking to that called in my show maybe a month ago was saying that all the politicians are going to get rich selling or not tendering the contracts for all the infrastructure required around these passes. That's where there's going to be some big money, and we're talking billions. Unnecessarily, by the way. The infrastructure doesn't have to be that complicated, but they're going to blow billions on it. You know they can't build a road without basically paying five times the actual cost of the road. For instance, we have a highway in Toronto that it was about 6 kilometers. I think it cost $600 million at the beginning. That was the original quote. So $100 million a kilometer. It's been done for about a year now. But apparently, here's the joke, it's not open yet because somebody went and measured the road gradient, which is supposed to be 2% from the crown, so the water drains off. It's not 2%. So now there's a fight between the contractors of the private-public partnership and the government saying, hey, it's not 2%, we can't open the highway because, of course, that makes it unsafe. And so now they're fighting over who's going to pay to repair it or how it's going to work out. Are they going to fix it? Is there going to be a financial penalty? But this is how the private developers that are working with the government, this is how they're going to extort more money from the corrupt government to pay more. Maybe five times more, I don't know what the number is, for this highway that should have been built a long time ago, and now they're just drawing it. It happens every single time. You'd think with all these really smart people, the engineers, the architects, all these smart people, they can't, you really believe that they couldn't measure the gradient? They got it wrong? What, did the earth shift and suddenly the gradient went below 2%? That's ridiculous. That plays on the whole folks that the government's incompetent. No, the government's completely competent. First of all, the government doesn't exist. It's just people. So the people that were in charge, and it's not that many people, they're in charge of the contract, clearly organized this to make sure that the only way that the developer is really going to make good money on this contract is if someone on the inside say, oh no, you did it wrong. Now what are we going to do? We've got this highway. We want to open it as soon as possible. So what are we going to do? The people need the highway. So, and you guys screwed up. So now what's going to happen? So it's going to be a back and forth. You know there's going to be hundreds of more millions. And they probably won't even do anything except change the measuring device. I doubt they'll repave the whole thing. That would be hard to believe. But so that's how the corruption works, in my opinion. Of course, it's my opinion. I'm the only one talking right now. So even with the development of this Quaxine passport and all the implementation devices, for instance, for people without phones, they'll need ankle bracelets or some other technology. So it's gonna go on and on and on and on and on and on. It's gonna be billions. It'll be billions, and it'll constantly be upgrading. Even in Toronto, they have not been able to get all the kinks out of a simple electronic payment system for the transit system. Years have gone by. It's ridiculous. But that system implementation is costing tens and just millions that make no sense. It's not really even possible that they could. And it still doesn't work properly. I even looked at it the other day for my daughter when she was trying to check her account balance. Even that wasn't working. And it's been years. That system is just another case of complete corruption. Yeah, it happens in Canada. So there you go. There'll be ways around it. You'll just have to work a little harder. Instead of watching the hockey game, you'll have to make some phone calls and make some connections and get around this stupid passport. And my fear is what'll probably happen is instead of resisting and trying to take the whole system away, people will just deal with it and work around it. So it'll literally be just a system full of holes. That's my bet. And so what'll happen is the smart people will poke holes in it and get around it, and the system will remain. They should just throw it out wholesale, but that probably won't happen. Human nature will just poke holes in it, and the smart people will get around it. They won't take the poison. We'll survive, but you'll just have to know people, pay people, whatever. It'll never be a competent iron clad tight system. But I would say the days of just floating around the country, going here and there or into the US or traveling, they're going to be so full of friction. Like people like me or people that don't have time to have problems on our trip or delays, they just won't go. I never liked crossing through borders and airports before all this started. I just didn't like the hassle of being questioned and held up and slowed down. So now that we have this extra dimension that, well, will your Quaxine passport show green when you get up to the gate, or will it turn red and then everything you've spent and all the plans you made will just be flushed down the toilet? Because what are you going to do in a space of a few minutes to make your phone go green? Are you going to just take an injection right at the gate of poison? I don't think so. So this is the future that I see coming, and the net effect will just be to stop people from moving around, just make it difficult, and just allow more of a control grid. That's our future, and it can all end if people just say no. That's that simple slogan that sounds stupid, but it is the truth. It's the most basic thing. Just say no to it, and I don't know how you're going to throw out the bums, but that's what has to be done. And you can help by spreading this website around. Yeah, it's not hard. Just send a link to fakeologist.com and point them to the audios. point them to the Discord. And of course, when you come to my blog, I give you all the links to the good places around to look at. And maybe one day this site will be censored. So even though it's not based in Canada, the site is in Florida. It'll probably be still blocked. I'm sure Canada's going to throw up a firewall like the Great Firewall of China. Don't forget, I don't get many hits. I think I got one or two hits from China, and maybe it was a mistake or maybe it was a bot. But the Chinese, they have to use other methods and proxies to come to my website. And we used to talk to Jim from China. I'm not sure how easy it was for him to get through on the phone lines, but he might have had to do a dipsy doodle to get out of China to get talking to us over here in North America. But that's proof that they have a firewall, and I'm sure Fakeologist is blocked. That's why I have no views from China. But if there really are a billion people, there must be two people, probably North Americans, that are working over there that are trying to get to the blog, but they're obviously using proxies. So obviously proxies is a pretty simple way, if that is the way, to look at the blog. So that's just an example. It's just one extra piece of friction, one extra layer to get out from under the chains. Now, again, those are smart people. The average person, the average dummy, and that's more than 50% of the population, won't be able to find my blog. Now, they probably can't find it at this point anyway, as easy as it is. But it just means I will never, and we will never, reach the masses. The masses will never get the information. And as long as the controllers have the majority of the people doing what they want, then it's just up to the minority to try and sneak around the rules as unconstitutional or as draconian as they are to get things done and to get where we want to go. So that's my, and as long as we have some technology, which we always will, whether it's official or unofficial, we'll be able to pass and spread the information. And so, by the way, I have open comments on my blog, as you know, and don't forget I have four blogs: fakeologist.com, moreab.fakeologist.com, savechat.fakeologist.com, flatearth.fakeologist.com, egi.fakeologist.com. I have open comments. Now, if you don't register, then your comment will always be held in moderation, I think. At least that's the way it should be. If you register, then send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. Give me your email, which you will if you email me, and I will register you, and that will make commenting on the blog easier. I'll also register you at the forums at fakeologist.com/forums2. And that way, I really would like to get this forums thing going. The only problem is it competes with the Discord server, which is easier for most people to use, apparently. But I would really like to build this up, because this is a searchable reference. For instance, you can search for anything. I could search for clues forum. Let's see if there's anything on this forum. Yeah, it's a fast way of finding anything. You can't do this in the Discord. And this way, if you want to find something, you just click on the thread, and then you get this beautiful thread. And then you get this easy-to-reference post. It's fantastic. So I almost want to close the Discord text forums just to get people over here. I really am thinking about it. So consider that a warning. And it's not going to affect that many people. We only have 100 people on our Discord. But if I can get you guys to come in here and drop all your posts, that would be ideal. And then it's on my server. And when Discord goes away, then you'll be able to get to my site one way or the other, whether it's on the Tor network, the Onion network, whatever the dark web is. I'll put it there. There'll be no problem. I have the ability, the know-how, the finances to move it off the main web. And since even though it is on the main web, it's in effect on the dark web because nobody knows it or can find it, it won't make much difference to the average person that likes my site. And apparently some people do like my site, and I'll give a shout-out to Anonymous again. Anonymous donated 150 big ones in the U.S. for Variety. Now, I haven't checked my crypto accounts. I don't really pay much attention to them now since they're so far down. But if you do send me crypto, just send me an email and let me know that I should go looking for it. But yeah, thanks so much to the regular donors on Patreon or on PayPal. We got $10 a month, $9.11 a month. We got a lot of you guys. I really appreciate that. $3.11 a month. And the single donations are listed here. And of course, I wish I could name the person, but Anonymous, who has sponsored FakoTube for the whole year. Thank you so much. Now, FakoTube.com is my video site. So that's my server. I allow a couple people to upload. One of the people that does upload is Marcus, and the other is, let me refresh the page here. The other one is Uncle Odd. So if we look here, almost all these videos are mine, as you can see, but here is Marcus. Marcus uploaded this 5-minute video discussing the quack scene and miscarriages. He's already got 255 viewers. 9 people are currently watching right now. Now, I bet you this video, if you put it on YouTube, would not last too long. Now, he could just upload it again or someone else could upload it, but that is the beauty of having your own video server. It does cost money, and that is why I think it's worth it, and that is why I have it, because I don't like to see these videos go up and then come right back down. Because it does take time to upload a video. It does. It is a pain. Everything is a pain about a video. Making it, uploading it, it's not just instant, which it should be, but it's not. So therefore, hopefully, it will not be taken down in any way or form off the site. So why don't we watch it? Marcus is a big supporter of the site, and I do appreciate his work, his past work. So why don't we see his creation? And let's, he did a nice graphic. So here we go. We'll play that while I take a breath.
Ever since the winter of 2020, a rash of mommy websites have shown a troubling pattern. Recently vaccinated pregnant moms-to-be are posting about their spontaneous loss of a pregnancy before their 20th week. In simple speak, these are miscarriages. And the number of miscarriages since earlier this year is skyrocketing. What in the world is going on? Hey there, it's Marcus Allen, host of The Marcus Allen Show. This short video proves that the COVID-19 jabs are causing a high majority of pregnant women to miscarry. Now, ever since the beginning, conspiracy theorists have been warning the world about the jab genocide. That is, the globalists, the not-so-elite, were looking to kill off the useless eaters, including fetuses. Not surprisingly, big pharma, governments around the world, even the media will fact-check and vehemently deny this. Are vaccinated mothers getting injected with the genocide jab? Or are we crazy conspiracy theorists just making this stuff up? Before I give you my thoughts and observations, let me tell you a quick story about the FDA vaccine that women used to take to self-inflict a miscarriage. That vaccine was called RU486, also known by the brand name Mifeprex. It's a non-surgical abortion. In vitro, abortions via the jab have been going on for decades, since 1988, maybe even earlier. So injecting pregnant mothers with a death jab is not a new concept. In fact, it's been perfected over many decades. And then there's this fascinating recent study. The prestigious New England Journal of Medicine published this on May 28, 2021. According to the study, there's no scientific evidence that the COVID-19 jab resulted in higher than normal rates of miscarriages. What's a normal miscarriage rate? According to the March of Dimes, it's about 10 to 15 miscarriages for every 100 pregnancies. In simple speak, about 1 in 8 pregnancies end as a miscarriage, or 12.5%. So when this prestigious medical journal shows 12.5% of pregnancies end in a miscarriage, this seems normal. Nothing to see here. But when we dig deeper into this scientific paper, we see clear evidence of statistical manipulation. Let me explain. In this study, 827 pregnant, vaccinated moms were closely tracked. And at the end of the study, 104 moms experienced a miscarriage. This is an easier way to view a representation of the study's data. Using simple math, 104 miscarriages divided into 827 pregnant vaccinated moms equals a 12.5% miscarriage rate. Again, perfectly normal, right? Actually, wrong. Because this study is deeply flawed. Watch. This study hides the crucial fact. 700 of the 827 pregnant, vaccinated moms took the vaccine after the 20-week mark. And technically, a miscarriage isn't recognized by statisticians after the 20-week mark. After 20 weeks, it's called a stillbirth instead. This means those 700 pregnant, vaccinated moms shouldn't be counted. See how the study confirms it, that 700 of the 827 participants took the COVID vaccine in the third trimester, which is well beyond the 20-week cutoff of a miscarriage. So instead of this, the true study looks like this. And when we properly adjust the math, we see the actual percentage of miscarriages is a whopping 81.9%. Yes, the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine study shows more than 8 out of every 10 pregnant moms will have a miscarriage after taking the COVID vaccine, not 12.5%, as was wrongly published in the study. What in the world is really going on here? Let's try and play devil's advocate.
All studies are flawed by what's known as confounding factors.
For example, age plays a big role in miscarriages. Those over the age of 45 average an 80% miscarriage rate. Mothers aged 30 years or less average a 13% miscarriage rate. Maybe the study's participants were older than average. But the study gives us a not-so-specific admission that among enrolled participants, most were aged 25 to 44 years. It appears no matter how we look at the scientific data, clearly the New England Journal of Medicine was caught red-handed lying with statistics. Ironically, none other than Bill Gates has a keen interest in lying with statistics. On March 14, 2015, just 6 years ago, Gates recommended the book How to Lie with Statistics on his personal blog. So, why are they all lying with statistics if the jab was truly safe to inject? Why are they looking to genocide the unborn? And why is censorship about vaccines so prevalent these days if it's so safe and effective? For me, taking a vaccine for a disease that has a 99.7% survival rate worldwide is kind of like worrying about a bully who gives you the evil eye. It's just fear-mongering. I stare back at bullies and always win. Here's the good news. Last July 4th, 2021, we recorded an audio about this problem, vaccines and miscarriages, and we brainstormed solutions to this problem, protecting mothers from harm, for sure. You can listen to the full audio of this recording on my show, The Marcus Allen Show, where we discuss these important topics and more. And best of all, we brainstorm solutions to avoid all the nonsense going on in the world right now. If you're looking for a trusted source to trade ideas about living in safety and security, all while bringing back the certainty of going back to normal, visit my website at escapethenewnormal.com. And remember, look for the show dated July 4th, 2021. It's impossible to censor because it's on my private website at escapethenewnormal.com.
There you go. I don't know what audio this is. I'm sure he'll tell me after he listens to this, but I guess he did a separate podcast or an audio about the solutions. But yeah, there you go. Good video, Marcus. Good stuff. And yeah, there's a few people that I do allow uploading. It's not because I don't want lots of different views on FakoTube. It's just because of a capacity issue. I've already uploaded 3,600 videos, and that That's going to take up a lot of space. So if I let the whole world upload, I would be paying through my nose. So I have to limit it to my favorite videos and a few people that I think their material, especially if it's original and it's in danger, yeah, is worth uploading. So that's the main limitation. So there you go. And if I do hit a wall for space, then we'll have to double up the monthly fee. And that'll actually, from what I understand, upgrade my capacity significantly. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So right now, I can't even figure out how much space I've used. But I'm guessing once I hit about 10,000 videos, that will probably be at our capacity. Okay, so let's go back to the blog. Okay, here's a video from Controlled Demolition. Marcus was saying that I like to play these videos. And here we go, Controlled Demolition, which I think is the only company capable of felling major structures, including the World Trade Center. They consult on every single demolition, I think, Controlled Demolition. Well, I guess I don't know that for sure, but they must do the big ones. So they're in Florida, and my guess is that they did the controlled demolition of the Surfside condos, which we're told came down because of structural failure, where we heard that before. So here is CDI blowing up a coal plant in Florida, Indian Town. Always fun to watch. Now, this isn't a building, obviously, but it shows how easy they make it look. And the main reason I put this on the blog is so you can bookmark their YouTube channel and go look up the buildings that they blow up. So I'm guessing that Florida's phasing out coal plants as well. Not a lot to it. They're just blowing up the conveyor belt, which I assume comes from the dock where they unload the coal. Not much to this blow up. To me, it should have come right down to the ground. Now they have a bit of a problem with this distance here. Unless it's going to make one more move. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They get every angle you can imagine. Timber! See over here, we got the Patreon button. If you want to become a Patreon or click the donate, subscribe. Gotta love these demolitions. There's a little explosive right there. Camera usually gets hit. Amazing energy, huh? All right. Here's another really good post that got recommended by Coco Chico. He gives me a lot of stuff. A fact sheet on the COVID cult. I'm not going to read this, but yeah, if you think that this has anything to do with a virus, you're totally delusional. This has all the earmarks of the cult. This thing just keeps blowing up. I wonder what the sound was like for the Surfside condo coming down. Okay, here's the part that concerns us. Cult intolerance of dissenters. Non-cult members must be treated as heretics. Cult members believe heretics are dangerous, unbelievers who must be shunned, censored by the media, insulted, barred from public spaces, and fired from jobs. Why? Because anyone who thinks for themselves and dares to investigate the facts will see that the cult is a fraud. It is being used as an excuse to instill the fear needed to create an authoritarian, totalitarian society. You think? So, there you go. And we're seeing it happen. Now, once more, IPS is doing good work. Another one of his episodes where he really has some great ideas. And he says he gets them from his own Discord, which is cool. He calls the COVID cult the global Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Now, I don't even think they use the word Munchausen syndrome anymore, mainly because Mr. Munchausen or the Munchausen family didn't like their name being used, even though this guy Munchausen discovered it. So it's called something else now. I'll see if I can find it. But that's what we all have, he says. And we've talked about this before. Munchausen by proxy is a psychological disorder marked by attention-getting, seeking behavior by a caregiver through those who are in their care. It affects a primary caretaker, normally the mother. The person with MSP gains attention by seeking medical help for exaggerated or made-up symptoms of a child in their care. As health providers strive to identify what's causing the child's symptoms, the deliberate actions of the parent or caretaker can often make the symptoms worse. Yeah, that's what we're all under. That's what the world is now suffering from. Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Where they convince the healthy that they're actually sick. Here is a video from Odessa. Now, she isn't quite up to speed on hoaxes and psyops and hyper-realistic drills. But she is one of the few Canadians that does a show similar to this, where she really understands Agenda 21, urban land clearing, the whole hoax of the vaccine passport, the virus theory. She's got it all down pat. Well, there she is.
Good
there.
Afternoon, everybody. How are you doing today? I am doing well. I just wanted to remind everybody, because I always forget, that this is Liberty Talk Canada and I'm Odessa Orlowitz. And if you need to find me anywhere other than YouTube, below in my description has all of the other places you can find me. Go subscribe now before I get in, tossed out of YouTube again. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey. I'm kicked out of Facebook right now.
My only criticism for her, if she's listening, is you got to put the mic right in front of your mouth. You can hear the echo in this audio.
Now for 11 more days, but please go.
I think eventually for 1 second, she leaned into the mic and she's got a really, really clear voice. But not when she leaves it down there. And the other talk show lady that I was listening to today, who is also out in the British Columbia area, her microphone is even farther away, and it sounds like she's in a bathroom. Now, she has a whole studio set up, but I guess these women want you to see their faces, and they won't put the mic where it has to go, which is right here. It would cover this much. So even my microphone, that's why I have no camera, because if you want to hear someone clear, you got to have the mic right in line. Sound is directional. So her sound is going whoo right over the mic. And you got to speak right into the side of the mic that actually is for receiving the audio. And she does have a good mic, and she even has a pop filter. And she doesn't even need this filter because she's not speaking directly into the mic. She's speaking over it. So come on, if you're going to have a setup like this and you're going to do a show, speak into the damn mic. Learn how audio works, people. Going back on the blog, fakeologist.com/blog. And now over here, by the way, use this button to record your messages to me. If you want to send me a message, just press this button, start recording, and it'll bring up a pop-up. It'll ask you if you can use your microphone. I guess you can't see the pop-up on the video. And then you can just simply leave a message. You can see how it's recording a message. And then press stop. And then you don't have to put your email in or anything. You just press send and away it goes. So there you go. Send me a message, a voicemail if you want. That's the way to do it. We also have phone numbers. 902-400-1984. And 810-666-1984. Now, for those of you that are new, we have an audio chat which you can connect to at fake11.com/discord. And occasionally now, it's been more rare, but we do a recording. And we put it here. And it is under the FAC moniker. That's Fakeologist Audio Chat. That's a separate fee that you can find on any podcast player. It's free. And that's where just the regular fans of the site get together and just talk. They try and keep it relevant to Fakeologist if possible. But at least you know these people are completely awake and they know what they're talking about. So that is a great series. We're already up to 931 audios over, I guess it's been a period of about 7 years, 8 years. So maybe about 100 a year. And it slowed down a lot. It goes in fits and starts. But really some really good information on these audio chats. Some of them go a long time. There's a regular audio chat Saturday mornings with the Australians and Friday afternoons with Benoit. All right. So I think that catches us up to... Actually, I didn't even go through these posts over the last few days. Let me just take a quick peek here. Yeah, here we go. I think I played this on the last show. And that's a good quote. Give me this Patrick Henry quote. Really fantastic. Actually, I'll play a bit of it. This is Eamon.
Hey, my friends and neighbors in Oregon. It has been so good to see you unite together and defend each other's rights. Really, what else do we have except each other and faith in God? As I hear reports of you actively preparing and organizing yourself, it brings peace to me knowing that Idaho has capable, prepared, and able friends to the West who love freedom and are willing to stand for it. As you continue to unite, don't forget to forgive each other. Do all you can not to find fault with each other. Finding fault is easy. Not pointing it out is much more difficult. Also, celebrate the differences in each person's character and progress in life. Love your neighbor as yourself and treat them like you would want to be treated. The golden rule is still alive and thriving, or at least it should be. As you continue to unite and organize and prepare as neighbors in your areas, consider this. A couple hundred years from the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the world went through a time of deep darkness, lasting nearly 2,000 years. Then a light began to shine, the light of the Americas. A dream began to enter the minds of people all over the world, the American dream. This dream was that a person could come to this land and be his own king, that he could have his own land, his own property, and that he, and him alone, was sovereign upon it. However, securing this dream was not a free thing. There was a great battle of independence that ensued because the systems of governments in the world at that time were kingdoms with a king at the top and all others subsidiaries to him, beholding to him and subject to him. After this battle, the Americas were different from the world. The establishment of the Constitution flipped the script from normal government to upside down, where each man was a sovereign, controlling his own life, owning his own property, not as a subsidiary or a subject, not as a slave who serves to please one man, but as a free man. Now, 230 years later, the kingship ideology has crept back in, and those with desires to rule and control have slowly turned our governments inside out, using the force of law to establish themselves as kings once again.
I'm just trying to find the
bright light on a hill shining upon the American dream is being intentionally snuffed out. Ownership of property, including controlling one's own life, body, and circumstances, is being replaced with a claim that rulers have a right to control you, your property, and even your free exercise of conscience. We must maintain here in America the American dream.
The
dream that a person is their own king, that neighbors need to work together in some manner, but that they do not lose their sovereignty as individuals, that they own their own property, that it cannot be rightfully taken from them by the state or anyone else,
that the state does not have authority to control trade between individuals,
yes,
to control the way they worship,
to
control where they travel, how they travel,
the
or what they travel in. If we allow the idea of monarchy rule to flourish in America, the once bastion of freedom and hope in the world, then we and our children may lose liberty again. We may plunge ourselves into another age of darkness greater than the world has ever known.
Go back to normal.
We must not allow our sovereignty to be controlled by benevolent or oppressive rulers. We must hold on to the American dream. I often reflect upon our founding fathers, and I would like you to reflect upon something that Patrick Henry said in 1788.
I thought this was good.
Quote, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Will the oppressor let go of the oppressed? Was there ever an instant? Can the annals of mankind exhibit one single example where rulers overcharged with power willingly let go of the oppressed, though solicited and requested most earnestly? A willing relinquishment of power is one of those things which human nature never was nor ever will be capable of." Unquote.
Yep, good quote.
I pray that we will consider fully the words of this wise founder.
Yeah, that was a good quote. Now let me go back to FACO 2, because you can see some guy put a really good video together, because this Eamon Bundy, he went to the Idaho legislature in Boise and just wanted to witness the governor passing laws to indemnify any legislator against any harm they caused by the COVID regulations. And they sent the army in to guard the legislature and get him out. Take a look at this. This was a well put together video, I thought. He didn't do it. Someone did it for him. By the way, it shows how music can set the tone.
All of my focus was on Mr. Bundy. We had a significant manpower allocation to make sure that Mr. Bundy was arrested.
Looking at cops with masks covering their face is just creepy. At least he got his day in court, which was amazing. People in Canada, they don't get their day in court. It's crazy, the force thing. It's ridiculous. This is all because he wouldn't wear a mask to go to another hearing previous, so they knew he was coming to the legislature. And just look at the show of force.
We had a significant manpower allocation to make sure that Mr. Bundy was arrested.
He's using psychic driving in his video by repeating the same scene, so it makes it look like more people, but it's still a lot of cops.
Did you know where Eamon Bundy was at 406 p.m.?
I believe he was in the Lincoln Auditorium.
Park. They just block double park all around the legislature. It's crazy. This is reminiscent of the show of force they used on the Adamson Barbecue in Toronto. 200 cops, $180,000 bill.
Can you tell me what rule Eamon Bundy had broken at that point?
At that point?
Yeah. Did you hear that? He hadn't broken any rule. Forget laws. He hadn't broken any rules. He was in the Lincoln Auditorium in the state legislature, and he was charged with trespassing. I like he's got the helicopter type sound effect. So there they are in the auditorium of the Lincoln Auditorium. They were told to get out. Look at all the cops. Crazy. Yeah, I guess the Lincoln Auditorium has a view of the legislature. I guess that's what it is. Abe Lincoln on the wall there.
Despite not breaking any rule, you arrested him, right?
He was arrested, correct.
Did you participate in the arrest?
I did.
Okay. So despite not breaking any rule, you ordered him to be arrested, right?
There they go. There's Eamon being arrested right here. Is the leader of the pack, the wolf pack. This is what tyranny looks like. This is why, if you're thinking of moving to America, I think they're on pretty much the same schedule, even a conservative state like Idaho. Now, I guess Eamon's not moving, so this is probably considered resisting arrest. Oh, they're carrying him out. Look at that. They just threw the chair. Look at how many... Look at that. Wow. How many cops are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 cops? I guess they're going to pick him up.
Despite not breaking any rule, you arrested him, right?
He was arrested, correct.
Did you participate in the arrest?
I did.
Sergeant Blake Higley. Pretty young to be bald.
All of my focus was on Mr. Bundy.
At least he got out of jail. Kevin J. Johnson's still in jail. Oh, they always strip you down and put you in a cement cage. That's part of the humiliation ritual. That is common throughout the land. I should have been reading these. Text here. Sorry about that. For all those listening in, you can look at this video on Fake Odoo. I thought it was really well done. Really well done. There you go. Wow, that's a good video. I like that. Well done, Joe Brown. I think I didn't put an original link to that. I thought that was good. I thought that was real good. It seems like there's one freedom fighter in every jurisdiction. And Idaho is a very conservative state. And Eamon Bundy, even though he's got the name Bundy, I haven't looked that up. I think it's fairly common, a name in the West, but I know there's the Bundy Ranch. I don't know if there's any connection. I didn't look into it, but that's, that was a good video. And that's what I do. I put these kind of videos on FakoTube because you might not find them on the original sites after a period of time. I'd be surprised if YouTube left that up. Plus, they're on FakoTube, so you can just subscribe to my channel, which is Fakeologist Admin, on the FakoTube site. You will get an email. You will get an email when a new upload is put on the site. You won't get an email from YouTube anymore. I know that. The other sites, their email doesn't work very reliably, so... Plus, I don't upload 1,000,000,000 of videos a day, so you know that I try and put the best stuff up here. So definitely go to FakoTube. And sometimes I don't put the uploaded videos on my blog. Now, most of the traffic to FakoTube comes from my blog. Although I have had some videos put on other people's blogs. There's a right-wing blog that has the Defy Tyrants video on there. 52,000 views. Now, on the YouTube site, there's only about, 5,000 views. So that one conservative website, which I think has about 3 or 4 versions of itself, it's sending me all the traffic. So hopefully when people come to FakoTube, this video, they'll spread out and look at the other stuff, where I put people like Amazing Polly, Vernon Coleman, Amanda, Tom Barnett, all kinds of good stuff on here. So really take a look. It's here. It does some serious traffic as well. I think I've got 3 times the hits that come to this site than I do my own blog, which just proves that people, they like moving pictures. So this is where I put my videos. It's where I put my energy. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not, and by the way, I take the video stream of each night's show, like tonight, I take it off YouTube right away. Now, I realize that I'm going to have to put a placeholder video on my YouTube channel so people know where to find the archive. I just realized it's a bit of an oversight. So I will put a YouTube censor-friendly video, just an informational video to point people to FakoTube. Because, for instance, last night's show... Was this last night's show? Yeah, it looks like last night's show didn't... the whole thing doesn't look like it's there, does it? Here's last night's show. Why does it say... Oh, sorry, that's the time. That's the time, that's what that is. So this is FAK 333. I'm going to just edit the title here. That's the time it was uploaded in Zulu time. So let me see here. So let me just edit that. Okay, so that it. So here's last night's show, and apparently, according to my statistics here, it looks like there are 6 people watching the show right now. So there's people on here all the time. So I get a few statistical things that I can look at that I couldn't see on YouTube. So, yeah, FakoTube's where it's at. It works pretty well on the mobile. And you can also get the mobile app. Just go to the Play Store. It's called FakoTube. Can't get it on the iOS, but you can get the generic app and plug in your credentials. So just look for the A-Video app. Just click here, Mobile Apps. You'll find it. And, that's my site. Those are my sites. Okay. Well, if you like this show, fakeologist.com/donate, if you want to see it succeed, any little bit just tickles me pink when I get a donation. Believe me, big or small, doesn't matter. Whatever you think this site is worth, if it's worth $1 a month, which I think it is, then you can send me $1 a month through Patreon or $1.19 a month. That would be enough to make me happy if that's what you think it's worth. And I subscribe to many, many, many content creators, some of which have not created anything in months, but I still leave the dollar a month minimum going to them to encourage them. Although I do review my donations every few months, but my site creates something, many things every day. And I have a multimedia approach. I have videos, I have a blog post, I have a Discord, I have multiple sub blogs, and I do talk about other stuff. And let me just show you something I found today. This guy named Danny, he is a YouTuber that I found. I don't know how. You never quite remember how. He is an anti-natalist. This I posted on my blog, moreab.fakeologist.com. This is my non-fakery COVID stuff. And so I spent about an hour in my travels listening to Danny. He goes around London, England, and bullhorns people with his views. And he's an anti-natalist. Does anyone here know what an anti-natalist is? I thought it was a bit of a eugenicist. It's not quite a eugenicist, but basically he thinks that people shouldn't reproduce. So, to me, that's anti-human. I'd love to see Matt Truella debate him. But it was an interesting video. It's a whole community of people who are anti-natalists. Now, these people here were giving testimony as to why they were born. Danny asked the question, do you know why you were born? Do you know why your parents had you? So it's a pretty impossible question to answer for any child, but it's different. And this is the kind of quirky stuff I put on moreab.fakeologist.com. So here you go. Quite a few things. I got some software tips. I got Matt Truella here. All kinds of stuff, Vox Populi stuff. I put some of my music on here that I like. And just like the main blog, you can comment all you want over here as well. So I've got that. I've got saved chat.fakeologist.com. Oh, yeah, here's a story. Here's a quackination story. And I sometimes just post my tweet on here, even though it's dangerous. If my Twitter account ever got shut down, this tweet would disappear. I don't usually do it this way, but I was a little lazy. But here's a story about a woman in Toronto that was jogging, and she died. Now, I don't know if this is a real story. I can't tell. It's got a GoFundMe, which has already got hundreds of thousands of dollars. But what's the condition they call it? It's SCA, sudden cardiac arrest. Nothing in here talk about any quackination. Now, that would be the only thing one would ask if one had a brain. But apparently she was into health, perfectly healthy. Now, that's obviously a professional portrait if it's real. And let's just check the GoFundMe, see how much money they've got. Oh, wow, $200,000 already. Wow. But of course, come on, here's funny. She was store manager. It almost is like a commercial for Lululemon. Very odd. I used to work in retail. Apparently, she was the manager of the Vaughan Mills, Sherway, Yorkville, and then back to Sherway store. Really? She managed all those stores? Why was she bouncing around? Kind of strange. Ooh, Wade Holdings. Marcus says, if you want to see see what's going on, look up the top donors. Let's just do that. We'll just play a little bit of sleuthing. Who's the Wade family? This is huge. Who are these people? Wade Holdings. Nothing's coming up here. Yeah, but let me see. I'll try one more time. Doesn't come up. Interesting. Wade Holdings. John Wade Holdings. Is he Canadian? Who is he? Oh, no. Don't have time. But getting back to the story, where is it here? Getting back to the story, let's find it again. Come on now, we're all right over here. So look at the comments here. This guy asked the obvious question. Is the COVID vaccine? Oops. Guess what? Brave doesn't work. Or the authorization, or the thumbs up doesn't work if you got the pop-ups on. Pop-up blocker on. Come on, stop. Calm down. There we go. Got it. Get back to the comments. Where are they? All right. Okay, let's like this comment. So someone's asking, is the vaccination the culprit? And he gets pounded in the comments that insensitive, no anti-vaxxers. Yes, anti-vaxxer. So if you ask the question, and here we go about the heart comp. See, this is the vaccine story in the news. Yet people get pilloried for asking about that question. And this is probably the military trolls, the HB Gary that are saying, or all the online fact-checking behavioral modification defense / contractors that are doing all these comments. I'm not going to click every link here to see if these are real people, but yeah, for sure. Anyway, interesting story. So yeah, that's the only time you can't ask. The only time you can't ask if someone's been vaccinated is if they die. So you get people walking up to you randomly saying, are you vaccinated? And of course, it's going to be a huge, huge issue in the next couple months, couple weeks with the vaccine passport. So that's where you won't have to ask the question. You'll just have to use your technology to prove or disprove what your status is. But here you go. You can't ask it when somebody dies or if someone is really sick. And I have personally witnessed two people I know that have been off work or off their job in the last week after their second dose. One person took a week off. The other person took a day off. But that person came back and was still ill, but they didn't want to miss any work. So they came back sick. And it seems to be after the second dose, which lends credence to Claude Richet, his research that he won a Nobel Prize for in 1913, where the first dose removes the defense, it anaphylaxizes the blood, and once the anaphylaxis occurs, then there's some sort of toxin in the blood, so the next shot of the same dose causes a anaphylactic shock. And the shock is because there is no more defense in the body to the protein, and I think it's a vegetable protein, like a peanut, that they put into the blood, and it causes a huge reaction. And that's what makes people super ill, because their blood is anaphylaxized, and I think that's a word, which means its defenses have been removed by whatever the thing they're injecting is, and I think it's a simple protein. I don't believe in any of this mRNA bullshit, all this computer sequencing of amino acids. I don't believe any of that. I think it's as simple as a extract from a plant, maybe a peanut. Doesn't belong in the blood. It belongs in the gut, where it can be disassembled and broken down into its constituent amino acid parts and reassembled for your own good. When it goes right in your blood, it does nothing but damage. That goes for all quaccinations. Every single one of them. There's no such thing as a safe or effective or do anything quaccination. It only can hurt you. At the most, it does nothing. At the worst, it can kill you because of the toxic reaction, the toxification of your blood and causing harm to your vital organs, including your heart. And this is all because you believe the promise, and the only promise that the vaccination makes is that it will reduce the symptoms 95% of the time. Now, that reduction in symptoms could be anything from a fraction of a degree off of a fever to one less Kleenex used to blow your nose. We don't even know, but that is all it claims to do. But they've over-exaggerated even those numbers. So that's what you're risking your heart for. Does that make sense? I don't think so. All right. Okay, so thanks to the regulars that showed up tonight. Peter Rue, Don't Be a Dog's Body, Stupid. And the regulars in the YouTube and the FakoTube. And we do have listeners on the audio stream. Well, thanks so much. This is Thursday, July the 8th, 2021. And that means we are off until next week, which starts on the Sunday. Try and show up on the Sunday. We'll see you there. We'll be maybe on the audio chat tomorrow with Benoit. And we also may be on the Saturday morning show with the Australians. But until then, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Go listen to the Kevin J. Johnson show. Go to Telegram. Go see what Chris Sky has to say. There's lots of content, lots of people out there screaming and yelling. And enjoy. Take care. Good night.